the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Just another hapless, helpless heart that beats tonight. So walk with me, little star. I wanna know just what you are. Bright white, shining through with a wink and a smile. An eye full I haven't seen in quite a while. Dance with me, oh Evangeline. Don't close your eyes. Wait and see how far you go when you walk with me. And you feel so on fire now. You're almost ready to explode. And you know you want to tell somebody. Come on, baby, let me know. You feel so on fire now. You're almost ready to explode. And you know you wanna tell somebody. Come on, baby, let me know.
That, of course, is the very talented Adam Hammer from Sartell, Minnesota, with Starshine. That's off a CD titled From the Basement. Welcome to another live edition of Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan, and once again, I have a froggy voice. This is 3 weeks in a row, and I sure hope it clears up because I have to perform next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, and I'll tell you more about that later. And if you are down in the St. Cloud area and you're close to the Green Mill, stop by tonight at 8 o'clock. That's in 54 minutes. And listen to Adam Hammer, Dave Coffell, Drew Peterson, and others performing there at the Green Mill in St. Cloud. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. Up next, Roland Trenery with a song called Little Shaft of Light. We'll tell you a little about Roland after the song.
Just a little shaft of light holds back the darkness. Just one ray of sunshine echoes through the sky. Every cloud proclaims its right to obscure both day and night. Yet our vision is not taken from our sight. It returns with just a little shaft of light. We waltz through a ballroom scene on a marble blue and green that spins merrily across the solar sky. But on this stony iron core, we imagine there is more than merely dancing as the heavens pass us by. When a tragedy befalls us, one by one we may recall that there were times when all our puzzle pieces fit. Now shapes are missing, uncompleted tasks remain, we face defeat. Did we foresee our pain could ever swell to this? Just a little shaft of light holds back the darkness. Just one ray of sunshine echoes through the sky. Every cloud proclaims its right to obscure both day and night. Yet our vision is not taken from our sight. It returns with just a little shaft of light. Air and ocean never ending, gale and stream winding and wending, our measured lives like pebbles worn to sand. While seeking circles perfect, we confront our defects from this tumbling rock and unsure footing where we stand. And just a little shaft of light holds back the darkness. Just one ray of sunshine echoes through the sky. Every cloud proclaims its right to obscure both day and night. Yet our vision is not taken from our sight. It returns with just a little shaft of light. Yes, it returns with just a little shaft of light.
That's Roland Trenary there with Little Shaft of Light. Roland has a CD titled Fever That Yearns, which was self-produced in 07. He said he's been writing songs since 03, and his CD contains 13 of them. He now splits his time between Minnesota, Arizona, and Washington, and for over 20 years, he was one-third of a group called, wait for it, Carol Jean and the Bluegills in the Twin Cities. I love that name. Hey, maybe I should be Carl and the Crappies. Now, he says that he mostly performs or works with a group called the Little Crybillies, Roland Trenary, and I believe he's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Up next, Barb Ryman with the title song off her Catch the Sunset CD.
All my life I've been traveling west. Like a child I believed I could catch the sunset. Keep the night from descending. Keep the sword from defending. Fairy tales, I believe that Jonah was swallowed by the whale. I believe in words unsaid, all the lines in between are the ones I read. Swept here like a wave on the ocean, and I will admit to a strange devotion to a way less known. Not sure how to get home. I believe in Dorothy's cause. I believe in breaking the unwritten law. fate becomes my fate. Until I change the whole design, all possibilities are mine. Oh, I saw the sun forever setting in the west, my holy quest. But it was also ever rising in the
of Judy Collins there, Barb Ryman from the Twin City area. She's a natural storyteller with a deep compassion for the lost and forgotten voices of our culture. She delivers a rich mosaic of contemporary folk drawing from the Celtic balladry, early rock, old-time gospel in her own unique style. And she's been chosen songwriter finalist in many festivals, including the Winfield Folk Festival, the Big Top Chautauqua, and the Great River Folk Festival. Barb Ryman. I'd like to give a shout out to some folks that I know are listening, and that would be JT and Jana and Livy and Odin over on the northwest side of Thief River Falls, where we are producing this show and delivering it from Pioneer 90.1. And it is funded in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And we have all sorts of things popping up this summer. I'll tell you about a couple coming up, not this weekend, but next Friday, June 7th at 5 p.m. Northland Community College and the East Grand Forks Campbell Library are featuring a group called Ring of Kerry, music to help us celebrate the beginning of summer in Sherlock Park in East Grand Forks. That's Sherlock Park, East Grand Forks, next Friday, 5 p.m. And bring the kids because they have free face painting. Here's one of my favorites, Dale Menton with You Can Always Come Home.
That I don't picture your face. In memories clear as crystal, I recall the time and the place. My little girl, a woman grown, but if the world gets too mean, you can always come home. You had some news to tell me when you phoned me today. I love to hear your stories, love to see you shining that way. My little girl, but if the world it's too mean. You can always come home. His daughter to follow her dream. I just hope the fruit of my life doesn't fall far from the tree. The world can be so cold, but it's your turn to fly. And you will melt them down when they see that fire in your eyes. My little girl, a woman grown. But if the world gets too mean, you can always come home. But if the world gets too mean, you can always come home.
That song dedicated to my lovely daughter, Jana, who is intelligent, talented. Oh, that lady can sing, I tell you. And probably the best shopper that I know. That's for you, honey. And that was Dale Menton, who during the 60s was a member of the very popular Twin City teen group, The Gestures. Of course, they were from Mankato, but they performed quite often in the Twin Cities. Up next, a song called Michigan Moon by Neil Swanger, a gentleman who's been teaching, writing, and performing music for over 10 years in Minnesota and making his living as a musician. Grew up in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, now calls Minnesota home. And his next project is a raucous band of ruffian songwriters who are getting set to release their first EP. That group's titled Folk and Thieves. Neil Swanger.
Driving up toward Green Bay, the east, the sun's in the rearview mirror. We both had some pretty tough weeks, white knuckles try to steer. A few more miles, there's no telling what we'll find. All we gotta do is take a little time. We all gotta find our own ways to love and hope and breathe again. Some that just happens to be on the shores of Lake Michigan. You can't explain the way a city grips your mind. All we gotta do is take a little time for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan. Flow right in and hair rocks that vanish from our sight. Kinda like those troubles that wash away quicker in the moonlight. This crazy old world's got no reason or rhyme. All we gotta do is take a little time for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan. world to no chance. For all that stormy weather, no, it appears conditions won't get much better for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan. Sometimes this old world seems much worse than it should be. Couple days later, you're sitting and thinking how lovely. I won't question the scope or design. All I gotta do is take a little time for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan.
Save me from my indignities. The times that I stumbled and fell on my face, places I wish that I'd never been. I've learned the hard way about counting on dreams, 'cause no matter what I perceived, it's the only thing I have to accept about life. It'll be what it's meant to be. So don't be too hard on yourself. We all start out that young and naive. Do yourself a favor and learn from mistakes. You will be all right. I don't write songs about fairy tale love. I've lived far too long to believe. It's hard to hold on to the hopes from your youth. So hard to hold on to the dreams. I've learned the hard way about wishing on dreams, 'cause no matter what I believed, I've just had to learn to accept and move on. It'll be what it's meant to be. It's meant to be. What it's meant to be.
Hey, it's John Lyle and Leslie McKee with Meant to Be off their Life as We Know It CD. And what a voice that lady has. And boy, can John play that guitar. I love original music. That's why I do this radio show. Title Minnesota Homebrew. If you've been using the seek or search button on your digital radio and you happened upon this show, that's what it's all about. We don't do any redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. It's all original music by people with a strong Minnesota connection. And We have the time of our lives here on Thursday evening, and even get a guest star from time to time. I don't know if anyone will stop in this evening, but if you want to show your support of this show and tell us that you're listening, just go to facebook.com, search for Minnesota Homebrew, and send us a post saying, I'm listening. We would appreciate that. And click the like button, too, while you're at it. We have 135 likes so far on Minnesota Homebrew, which airs every Thursday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on 90.1 in northwestern Minnesota. And if you are out of the listening area, go to tunein.com and search for Pioneer 90.1, or go to our actual website, radionorthland.org. Here's Brad Dunsey with a songwriting tip.
Hey guys, this is Brad with another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. You know, in an earlier tip, we asked the question, what do we start with first, the music or the lyrics? And we decided, you know, it really doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, we may find that we favor one way over the other. You know, if you're a groove-orientated, you know, musician such as myself, you might find it more comfortable to sit down with a guitar or a piano and come up with some music. Or if you're a lyricist, you might sit down in your favorite chair or favorite place and sit down with a blank piece of paper and nice and quiet, and you come up with some lyrics. Or maybe you just, you know, you're the type of person that's likes to work off of a melody, and you'll just, you know, come up with a melody while you're doing dishes or shopping or mowing lawn or whatever. And that's great. You know, the only challenge that I have is if we do that all the time, every time, we can tend to get a little bit, struggle for some creative, fresh ideas. And it gets a little harder that way. And another thing that can happen is if we do that all the time is we may find that we have similarities from one song to the next, and yeah, before you know it, well, this is another Brad song because it kind of sounds like the one he had last week and the week before and the week before. So we don't want that. So what can we do? Well, if you're a musician, put down that guitar or that piano, sit down and just come up with a lyric. Force yourself to sit down on a blank piece of paper or computer screen and don't touch an instrument until you got that lyric done. And if you're a lyricist, well, maybe you need to, if you're a musician as well, you could come up with some music. Or if you're not a musician, you could have a friend of yours come up with some musician or a melody. And that's what you use as a foundation to write your lyrics into. And it might sound all easy, but, you know, it's a little bit of a crutch having that arm over the guitar or fingertips on the piano or sitting in your favorite chair with your favorite beverage coming up with a lyric. But I think if you try it, even seasoned writers, you know, we know this, but if we try it, we might find that we actually tend to get a little bit more creative because we have to think about things a little bit more. We have to get a little deeper in our thoughts, and we're not so much on autopilot. So that's the tip this go-round. If you would like to ask a question or you have a suggestion for a tip, you can email me at lists@braddunseymusic.com. And until then, keep writing from the heart.
Every time he cooked his catch on an open fire under the stars to a cricket choir, cooked with a roux and a generous toss from his little red bottle of Tabasco sauce. The man took a wife and he raised a family, moved up north along the Mississippi, finally settled down near the town of Pig's Eye, where folks eat fish that been soaking in lye. Well, you know, in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun lutefisk. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. You know, in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun lutefisk. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. My Cajun clan learned when to bend and when to take a stand. Taught me how to fish and they taught me how to sing. And put Louisiana fire into everything. Some folks tend to live a life that's bland, set their table with food color tan, never seem to laugh, never seem to have fun, and they never go dancing when their work is all done. So if your life puts you in a little cage, your table is set with food colored beige, take a little tip from the Louisiana crew. Put a little spice in whatever you do. Well, you know in life there's very little risk, so try a little gig and Ludafisk. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. Know in life there's very little risk, so try a little Cajun Ludafisk. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice. Know in life there's very little risk, so try my Cajun Ludafisk. I've done some things that I wouldn't try twice, but they're not too bad if you add a little spice.
That's Michael Riddle with Cajun Ludafisk. Boy, it almost sounds like a sin to put Cajun spice on a hunk of salted cod, but hey, if it makes it go down better. I tried it once. I was at my friend Harriet's house. This was, oh gosh, maybe 30 years ago. And I took one bite of it and kind of rolled it around a little bit in my mouth. And then I took my napkin to wipe my mouth and disposed of it in that manner. I am convinced that you'd never really eat Ludafisk. You just simply have to let it slide down your throat. Little word about what's coming up next Saturday, June 8th from 11 to 2 p.m. in the Floyd B. Elson Park in Thief River Falls at the gazebo. Up first, Nikki and the Roommates from the Twin Cities, and then the Lubin Brothers, hope I'm saying that right, from War Road, Minnesota. That's next Saturday, June 8th, 11 to 2 in Floyd B. Elson Park, downtown Thief River Falls. And I don't think I'll be able to make that because I'm going to be performing at 3 o'clock that same day, June 8th, at the Grand Cities Art Fest. But we'll talk more about that later when I get to my shameless and unbridled self-promotion segment. Here's a wonderful tune by Ebb and Barbara Gillespie titled Martin and Ebb, and it's about Ebb and his love affair with his guitar.
I stand in the doorway and watch them together, friends of 25 years. Ebb's eyes are closed as Martin sings, his strings are all Ebb hears. Ebb's eyes are closed as Martin sings, his strings are all Ebb hears. When days have been long and things have been crazy and his mind needs a rest, he lays his work down in the need to be lazy, and Martin quiets his mind best. He lays his work down in the need to be lazy, and Martin quiets his mind best. I've heard them at night and into the morning, making together what each can't make alone. Their songs sometimes laughing and sometimes forlorning, reaping the music their friendship has sown. Their songs sometimes laughing and sometimes forlorning, reaping the music their friendship has sown. You see, Martin won't talk back or try to change Ebb, and he just lays up against him, submits to his heart.
He sings whatever's feeling the harmony healing. Far be it from me to take them apart. Could it be that I'm jealous of this old hunk of wood that has no life by itself? Can I say to compete that I'm not complete without ebb? I'm alone on a shelf. Can I say to compete that I'm not complete without ebb? I'm alone on a shelf. But you see, dear old Martin, you have no real heart apart from the heart you shared during the song. But heaven and I have chosen each other. Our hearts and our lives to each other belong. But heaven and I have chosen each other. Our hearts and our lives to each other belong. If Martin could tell us the things that he dreams of as he lays in his case, as he longs to be free, would be having a heart to give to his own love the way that Ebb gives his own heart to me. Would be having a heart to give to his own love the way that Ebb gives his own heart to me. You see, Martin won't talk back or try to change Ebb, and he just lays up against him, submits to his heart. He sings what Ebb's feeling, the harmony healing. Far be it from me to take them apart.
That's a sweet song, Martin and Ebb. Check out our Facebook page. We see that Bob Muscovitz is listening down in Hackensack and Don Karski down in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Hi, guys. And I know we got more listening out there. Just go online, Facebook, Minnesota Homebrew page, and let us know if you're listening. We can feel the love out there. I got a CD this week from a gentleman, and boy, I hope I got the name right. It's Don. I'm just going to say Crocker, C-R-O-E-K-E-R. Now, being a good German, I want to say Kraker. That might be right, too. Let me know, Don, how you pronounce your name. I apologize for that. For a guy who used to be an English teacher, I should get that right from the start. But it's a nice CD of all original songs. It's titled The Month of Saturdays. We're going to play the first cut off it. It's a lovely tune called Visions of Mallory. Here's Don from East Grand Forks, Minnesota.
The morning was cold, ice hung in the air. As I joined the crowd around the bonfire there, the songs were all body of gravel and deep, and the smoke and the fire left me half asleep. We looked like children as we sat by the fire, and like children we were filled with faith and desire. Like old men we laughed and passed the bottle around, whose lives had moved slowly and been drawn by the sound. She shivered in the light of the fallen snow. Mallory, Mallory, when we kissed, I guess I'll never know. Visions of Mallory, when she had to go. Thank you. water had thickened and was waiting for spring. The ice hung to the oak trees and the fence posts and things. Fire was the promise of love and retreat, an illusion of home on a dark grain street. We shimmered in the light of the fallen snow. Mallory, Mallory. And when we kissed, I guess we'll never know. Visions of Mallory when she had to go. Did I meet you in Boston? I asked with a grin. And I knew from her eyes we would not meet again. She answered and whispered, we are not what we were. I felt my heart shift in the wind, start to stir. She shimmered in the light of the fallen snow. Mallory, Mallory. When we kissed, I guess I'll never know. Visions of Mallory. She had to go.
That's Don. I'm going to say Craker. And I said he was from East Grand Forks. I meant War Road, Minnesota, which is way up there in the southwest corner of Lake of the Woods. Fishing Paradise. What a nice song. And you know, sometimes when it comes to instrumentation, it's, I think Don, you'll agree with me, it's not so much what you put in there that's hyper-present, but what lies there in the background and just kind of grabs you in a very subtle way. And that's how the keyboards did in that song, especially where they bubbled up from the low notes up at the beginning of a phrase. A very well-recorded song, Visions of Mallory. We got lots more to play from that gentleman, and we're going to get him in on an interview. Yes, 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 I know I've been saying I'm going to do interviews, and I just have to bite the bullet and start doing them. Life is so crazy, but let's try and get one next week, maybe even with Don here from War Road. Up next, Dustin Lee with On My Way Back Home. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
I'm on my way back home from a place I really don't belong. I never thought I could get so lost before and wind up back at your door. You said take every moment like it's the last, 'cause the world keeps moving so fast. And I get caught up in all those things they say, I can never seem to let them go away. It's the beginning of your story. You've only opened up the book, a plain white canvas that's just waiting for another brushstroke. Just like a picture in a magazine, always bursting at the seams. You've got a long way to go from here. Pack your things before you go. One more thing you should really know. You can do whatever you want to do, even turn these gray skies to blue. So I'm on my way back home. I've been gone for way too long,
And I got lost when I was just a kid. And I'm glad you said all those things you did. It's the beginning of your story. You've only opened up the book. A plain white canvas that's just waiting for another brushstroke. Just like a picture in a magazine, always bursting at the seams. You've got a long way to go from here. It's the beginning of your story. You've only opened up the book. A plain white canvas that's just waiting for another brushstroke. Just like a picture in a magazine, always bursting at the seams. You've got a long way to go from here. You've got a long way to go from here.
It's Dustin Lee from Iowa, originally, currently living in Minneapolis, and that's from the title song, actually, from his On My Way Back Home CD, featuring 13 moving, thoughtful, and poignant songs inspired by life in the Hawkeye State. We don't care where people come from, just so they come to Minnesota. That's just fine with us. In fact, even though you've heard me say in the past that we have so many more songwriters today than we had way back when, because it seems like way back when, if you told somebody, yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter, it was like, they were just in awe. And now there's one on every corner. But, you know, if you think about it, if everybody wrote music, I don't think we'd have any more wars in this world. You're listening to a very hoarse Carl Unbehan who's trying to get his voice in shape, because next Saturday and Sunday, I have the privilege of performing at the Grand Cities Art Fest in East Grand Forks on Saturday at 3 p.m., staged by the food court just between Cabela's and the river. And then at noon the next day across the river in Town Square on the stage in Grand Forks, North Dakota, playing what I call folk music run amok. And there are lots of other musicians, Acoustic Smoke. Oh my gosh, Don Kraker will be there. Go Steve Jones, Greg Herridges, Matt Strand Group, Mudbucket, Pope Joy, Sneaky Wild Oats, The Deers. Whoa, I've heard of them, The Dirty Hurlers. Boy, I'm in good company there. That's Grand Cities Art Fest. Lots of booths, lots of artists, crafty people, and hopefully some crafty musicians. Next Saturday and Sunday in the Grand Cities. And that's East Grand Forks and Grand Forks, about 50 miles from beautiful downtown Thief River Falls. Here's Peter Mayer with Ocean Mary.
Street in a river town, and on that street is Mary's house. By the house is a deep ravine, and running there is a magic stream. Laughing over the sand and rocks, it runs the length of Mary's block. Another mile to the riverside, and 1,000 more to the ocean wide. Ravine one day, by the water Mary lay, put her hand in the shallow stream, and Mary had a magic dream. She imagined that inside her stirred all the waters of the earth, every puddle, every creek, and every one of the seven seas. She could feel fishes roll in her fingers and her toes, and in her chest the Gulf Stream flows. since her dream that day. People say that Mary's changed, but they sympathize when they suppose it must be strange to be the ocean. She senses when the salmon swim and hurricanes lick her skin. Asia tickles her left arm and the moon above tugs her heart. Her front is day, her back is night. She recollects the dawn of life. Tidal waves run up her spine and lightning tingles when it strikes. She can feel the fishes roar in her fingers and her toes. And in her chest, the Gulf Stream flows. All this happens, so it seems, because of Mary's magic stream. But some will say that lakes and wells and even rain can cast a spell. And every water drop you ask tells a tale of oceans vast. So careful when you take a drink, 'cause there's magic in the kitchen sink.
Peter Mayer. Up next, of course, is Nigel Egg with Going to the Home Depot. And then we'll...
You hugged me in the shower, the one I built brand new. You kissed me in the kitchen I remodeled just for you. But now you just act cool when I build you something new. Tell me what your heart desires, and I'll go buy the tools. I'm going to Home Depot one more time. It's my third trip there today, but I don't mind. I need a few more parts to build a way back to your heart. I'm going to Home Depot one more time. To stroke my tool belt, you said it made you hot. My heart would start to hammer, my drill press never stopped. I was your handyman, let me prove that I still can. Tell me what you want, and I'll go start the minivan. Gone to Home Depot one more time. It's my third damn trip today, but I don't mind. I need a few more parts to build a way back to your heart. I'm gone to Home Depot one more time. The guys there know my name. They might even feel my pain. I see them shake their heads. Whew, here comes that guy again. Gone to Home Depot one more time. It's my third damn trip today, but I don't mind.
I need a few more parts to build a way back to your heart. I'm going to Home Depot one more time. Gone to Home Depot one more time.
Well, we're going to end up hour one of Minnesota Homebrew with James Apollo's Mercenary Tango.
Mercenaries in the fall, on a ship as black as hearts, sailing under a new moon, for a land of fresh new stars. Used to stand there on the deck with my hand on the line. We weren't headed straight to heaven, but to a place called the divine. Every sailor he can find, he sees while we're coming in. How quickly we change sides, you see the mess we're in. It's been hours since the sun set, it's been days since the last rise. If I saw that you were leaving, I would have closed my eyes. I would stand there on the starboard, star-crossed and starry-eyed. We weren't headed straight to heaven, but damn it, Lord, I'd try. Every sailor he can find, he sees water coming in. How quick do we change sides when we see the best we're in? Mercenaries in the fall, mercenaries never win. Mercenaries change sides too, you see water coming in. Every sailor he can find, he sees water coming in. How quickly we change sides when we see the mess we're in.